beginning to look a lot like budget season. At Welland City Hall, numbers are crunching, spreadsheets are growing, and the finance department are flexing their math skills to make sure everything adds up. If a budget is a blueprint for municipal programs and services, if investments and expenditures are carried out to help our city grow, well, what exactly goes into planning a budget? For those of us paying residential taxes, how do those funds get spent? Elizabeth Pankoff, Manager of Budgets and Financial Reporting and the city's Deputy Treasurer, is ready to answer these questions and more. It's about time we reach for our calculators and find out. What's up, Welland?
All right, we are back for another episode of What's Up, Welland. And today, Elizabeth Pankoff, Manager of Budgets and Financial Reporting and Deputy Treasurer, is our guest. And she's going to chat with us about municipal budgets and all things numbers. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to this.
So as are we, because both Paul and I admittedly are word people. We are number adverse. We are math adverse, which is why we are so thankful for people like yourself who handle our municipal budgets here at the City of Welland. But before digging into the details, what exactly is a municipal budget?
Thank you for the question. So a municipal budget is a budget of a fiscal plan that delivers services to the community. It's an estimated spending plan that is approved by council on an annual basis. So the city prepares an annual tax and rate-supported operating budget, as well as a rate-supported budget. And in addition, we also prepare a capital budget and a nine-year forecast. So just to tell you a little bit about what is a tax-supported operating budget versus a capital budget. So a tax-supported operating budget provides a host of services to our communities. Examples would be parks and recreation programs. We have emergency services. We have general government, which includes finance, HR, clerks, IS, and legal. We have library services. So those are just a few services that support the tax-supported operating budget. We have a rate-supported budget, which is to provide a safe delivery of city's water and wastewater services. And a capital budget is a process where the city uses to determine which fixed assets should be replaced, purchased, or for capital development. The capital budget and forecasts are prepared by asset category. There are 10 asset categories. I can tell you what those asset categories are. They're facilities, fire, fleet, general, which encompasses any IT requests or surveys that need to be completed. We have parks and open spaces, roadways, sidewalks, storm sewer, traffic. We have transit, but transit will be now uploaded to the region effective January 1st of 2023, and bridges and culverts. So that's how our capital budget is prepared, by asset category. And when preparing capital budgets, we're also looking at what is the funding availability. So how can we fund all these requests that departments are asking? So here in finance, we'll look at what reserves we have on hand, the fees and user charges. And on an annual basis, we'll go to council with a report. Departments will review their use and fees or charges and provide recommendations to increase those charges, because user charges are supposed to be 100% full recovery. So, and that is completed on an annual basis. We're going to look at grants, what kind of grants are being offered. We're looking at our federal gas tax funding. So there's a number of funding capabilities that we're looking at to see if we can fund the full request. If not, then we fit it into a nine-year forecast, which again is presented to council on a fully funded basis. So that's just a high level of what budgets are.
So, okay, if you can, let's try and break it down into its simplest term. So an operating budget is basically our day-to-day operations. It's the staff in the building, the staff out in the parks and the roads. It's paying for them to be here and doing their jobs, as well as providing the day-to-day services. Whereas a capital budget is your bigger picture, longer term projects. Would that be a safe categorization? Okay.
That's simplified way of putting things into perspective.
Yes. And I know it's not that simple, but we're going to keep it that simple just for a second. And then as far as how those budgets are funded, taxes contribute to operating. Do they contribute to the capital budget? And how, if at all, can money between operating and capital be moved?
So in the operating budget, you'll find a line item. First of all, I'll just say that our operating and capital budgets are on the city's website. So you will see that in the tax-supported and rate-supported operating budget, there's a line item that is called transfer to capital. So there's an X amount of dollar in the operating budget that contributes to fund certain capital projects. So that is an entry that's done and moved to certain capital projects that council has approved, right? So in the operating budget, tax-supported operating budget, we will present to council, yes, there's tax levy increases sometimes that we have to present, and that forms part of the operating tax-supported operating budget. So the rate-supported budget is a little different. We will provide council with options. So currently right now, for the rate-supported budget, our fixed costs are currently 31%, and that's low. And in the past, we have recommended to council to increase those fixed costs because obviously the higher fixed costs are, then the city would be in a better position because obviously we have fixed costs and volumetric costs. So the higher the fixed costs are, we can build a budget to ensure that we don't see a deficit at the end of the year. So a rate-supported operating budget, tax-supported operating budget, they're still operating, but they're done a little differently.
So, Liz, before the budget gets to council, you, your team in finance, are working at this. How long does this budget take? So it's an annual budget. How long does it take from 1 year when the budget is presented to council, it is enacted, it is put into place? When does the process start? You're in the thick of it right now. And when will you be presenting to council? When does your team look forward to saying, hey, budget's done this year, let's celebrate?
Good question. For finance, it's always budget time for us. But the annual budget process normally starts in early summer, where departments will have their base budget, and they use that as their starting point, which includes all the costs to provide the community with the existing service levels. So they'll take that base budget, they'll update their costs up or downwards to reflect the needs and prices of the community for today. These budgets are then reviewed by the Chief Administrative Officer, Chief Financial Officer, as well as myself. And we review each cost center and a very detailed review line by line process. And at that point in time, we'll gather and make all the adjustments during our meeting. Our goal is then to work with council to have all budgets approved by the end of December. Now, having said that, this year was a municipal election year, so the budget process is going to start a little later. So we will have our budget call report to BRC on Monday, November the 28th, and we will start the budget deliberations in January and hoping for budgets to be approved by council, all budgets, sometime in February.
Wow. Sounds like fun.
But we in finance actually start the budget even when it gets approved. We're already working on the next year. So it's a continuous thing for us in finance. But it does start early summer with the departments.
Yeah. So you hand it off.
Everybody gets my email, and I'm sure they all look forward to it.
So you hand one budget off, high five each other, and get right down into the next one.
Basically, yes, as well as year end at that time.
So for everybody who lives or owns property in the city of Welland, they pay property taxes into the city. But whatever that total amount is, isn't the exact amount that goes towards just city services. There are several layers to where our property taxes go. Can you explain to us a little bit about how our property taxes are divvied up?
Sure. So when receiving a municipal tax bill, one will see that there are three components to that tax bill. There's the municipal component, which again, is the city's component, and it provides the municipal services, as I indicated previously, for RECs program, roads, winter controls, street lighting, emergency services, so a number of services that the city provides. You also see the bill has a regional and educational component as well. So the region is responsible to prepare their own budget, and it is approved by their regional council. So we don't have any say in the region's budget, and the education component, again, they prepare their own budgets. Obviously, you'll see the three on the bill, the municipal tax bill, and once the funds are received for the other two, regional and education, we collect those funds, and then we obviously cut the region and education their portion of the tax bill.
And if I'm not mistaken, the portion that goes to the region is actually a higher percentage than goes to the municipality, or do I have that reversed? Just in terms of, because it's not a one-third split across the board, right?
That's correct. So it's not equal, one-third across the board. So we will get notification from the region and what their percentage increase will be, and as well as the education component as well, so that when we're building the tax bill, it is clearly shown on the bill for our residents. So we don't determine what those rate increases will be, and it fluctuates year over year. So I can't say what they're forecasting even for 2023 because they haven't shared that information with us. So we'll find that out when they are ready to share that information with us. So we prepare the municipal budget, and at that point in time, we will present to council if we're forecasting a levy increase or decrease. And we also present decision units for council's consideration, which they can shop and say yay or nay to those decision units, which will impact the increase in the municipal tax levy.
Okay. See, that's why we bring the experts on. Because they have the answers. It's like, oh, hey, I think I know something. And then it's like, well, maybe you kind of got a little bit of that right. But thankfully, we have people like Elizabeth say, hang on, here's what it really is.
You wouldn't have caught me today saying, I think I know something. Believe me.
I'm pretending.
So, Elizabeth, with the budget being prepared, what are some of the considerations that go into the tax dollars that you are collecting, and then how they are invested, how they are spent, and just that impact across the community?
So I'll use 2022 as an example. So the total 2022 tax and rate supported operating budget that was approved by council was approximately $108 million, of which provided the following services to the community. So again, you'll find this information on our website. So 15% represents traffic, parking, crossing guards, planning, building, economic development, and rec programs. You'll see that out of the $108 million, 7% represents transit, of which, again, for 2023 budget process, transit will be eliminated from our budgets because they're being uploaded to the region. You'll see 8% was for engineering and public works, 10% was for fire, 14% for waterworks, and 18% is for wastewater. So when preparing a budget, we're looking at all areas, and all areas are equally important.
So every budget season, or most budget seasons in the last however many years, residents have had an opportunity to have a say in things that they would like to see or ask questions that they have. What opportunities does the finance department offer residents to have them share their ideas and their wishes about what they would like to see in the budget, or just if they have general questions? How do we manage that for our tax base?
Sure. So as I stated, our plan is to go to BRC on November the 28th with a budget call report as well as a timetable. And at that point in time, we're asking BRC to approve the timetable as well as the budget call report. The timetable will indicate when we will host public meetings, and the public is then invited to come and provide their input, and they can also provide their input by sending myself an email, other channels. In the past, we used your channel,
which is now Engaged Welland.
We were
chatting about that the other day. We'll get something up.
That's right. So we're going to use that same process this year, and that's how the community can reach out to us and provide their thoughts and input. And again, there'll be dates on the 2023 budget timetable that once the budget timetable is approved, we'll have that posted on the city's website so they will know when those dates are, and they can communicate to us if they choose to come and provide their comments.
Excellent.
Liz, you've provided a wealth of information, and yes, pun intended. Is there anything finance that we have not covered, despite you really getting into a lot of details with us? Is there anything that people should know about that this is the opportunity to tell them?
Or on the flip side, are there any major misconceptions that people have about municipal budgets that you've come across as we put you on the spot with our unscripted question of the day?
I don't have any other further comments in that area. I just know that it's a great team that we have here at the City of Welland. We work very well together. We work through our budget process very well. We're all wanting what's best for the community, and we want to ensure that what we're presenting is in the best interest for the community, as well as providing BRC a wealth of information that they can make decisions as well, what's for the best interest of the community.
That's great. No, well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for joining us today. I know I learned a little bit more about municipal budgets and about the process that the city follows when preparing the budgets, bringing them forward to council, and ultimately just how they're put together and what they ultimately do for the residents in the community. So thank you for joining us. And you can bet your bottom dollar, pun intended, that you will be back next year.
Okay.
Okay. We will get the invite out, because just as you start preparing for the next budget season right after, we're going to start preparing for our next budget season podcast right after as well.
Thank you very much.
So, Elizabeth, before we let you go, we can't let you go until we've asked you. When you are finished the budget and you are going to be ordering pizza for yourself and your team, are you getting pineapple on the pizza, yes or no?
I personally like pineapple, but some of my teammates may not, so I'm going to say no.
Okay. One for each column.
Sure.
Yeah, one for each column. I like it. All right. Well, on that note, again, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
So it is time for us to bridge the gap, and there's a lot to bridge, but my unfamiliarity with numbers makes the bridge a little bit challenging, and it speaks to why people like Elizabeth and people like the finance team are the ones planning our budget and not me. Just with everything Liz shared, it's eye-opening to realize how much is involved with a municipal budget. It's an annual process they go through. It's not something that they do once and then revisit every couple years. This is one of the ways that they spend their time in the finance department. And it just, hearing as much detail as she went into, it just gives me great appreciation for the people whose passion lie in finance, accounting, numbers, and how their skills help us as residents, as employees in our city, get our jobs done and be able to provide services, programs, facilities, everything to our residents. Mark, what was your takeaway?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, right? I mean, it's an annual process, but more than that, it's almost a daily process. As Elizabeth mentioned, once this budget is wrapped up, they're pretty much getting started on the next one. You know, yes, there's a strong focus at a particular time of year to review the budgets and bring everything forward, but it is constantly being reviewed, constantly looked at. And again, I think part of the benefits of episodes like this one, where we get to learn a little bit more about some of the municipal processes, is that even I, as, you know, Joe Q citizen, had a somewhat misunderstanding of a certain percentage. I was able to ask the question, got the answer from the person who knows it best. So hopefully for anybody who does have some lingering questions about municipal budgets or how their taxes are allocated or anything like that, an episode like this with someone like Elizabeth can hopefully clear up some of those answers. But in addition to that, as we mentioned, we're going to open up an Engage Wellen page for all things Budget Talks 2023. And it's a great place to not only leave ideas, but to ask questions. Because I think the more we understand our municipal budgets, the more we understand the process and how things are done and allocated, the better off we're all going to be as we move forward in understanding how our communities work. So, I'm like you, Paul. Numbers, no thank you. Get them as far away as humanly possible for me. I'd rather write you a full-length novel than try and do a math equation. But again, that's why we have the professionals. So thank you for listening. We will catch you next time on What's Up Welland. And as always, you can catch past episodes at engagewelland.ca/podcast.